you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough saying thank you for hanging out with us. Thank you for downloading us. Thank you for taking us with you as you go. More and more of you every day are finding us on demand at iTunes and SoundCloud and various other podcasting aggregators. TuneIn, iHeart, whatever you, Radio Relay, whichever one you choose to use, Stitcher. We're just grateful to be there. And now tens of thousands of you each month doing exactly that. If you're not and you would like to, it's an easy way to get Kevin McCullough Radio straight to your device. It is delivered to your inbox at no charge to you. A lot of our colleagues in the radio world charge you. You have to pay so much per month to go behind a subscriber wall to get the podcasts. We make it available without any charge, and we're grateful for your just being willing to take us with you. So do that. SoundCloud.com, iTunes, either one of them, search Kevin McCullough Radio or KMC Radio for your ability to do that today. Finally, It's a weird day, I know. There's lots of problems that the state and the city have, I know. We don't have a working transit system that, you know, can deliver trains to run on time. And there's people talking about wanting to charge you $11 every time you pass 60th Street and head south. There's all kinds of things that we could be facing, like one little recession and the city might have to declare bankruptcy. But why the mayor of the nation's largest city is now saying that the only way to save the planet from an environmental calamity is to force school children to eat twigs and berries is just disgusting. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has issued an edict declaring all public schools to be meat-free zones on at least one day of the week. Meatless Mondays. Yeah! Is a national propaganda campaign that purports to promote healthy and environmentally friendly meal options. Goodbye, hot dogs. Hello, bean curd. Instead of delicious cheeseburgers and pepperoni pizza, the children, well, they may have to get on with chickpea tangine or something called kid-friendly kale salad. There's nothing kid-friendly about eating lawn clippings. And someone tried this already. Her name was Michelle Obama. Did you see the nasty, gross trays of food that kids were being forced to consume in our nation's public schools under Michelle's Eat Healthy program? Not satisfied with being outdone, Mayor de Blasio is now pushing the limit even further. It appears he's embracing Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's New Green Deal, Queens Congresswoman, now evidently a resident expert on climate change and kids' diets. Yuck. I'm Kevin McCullough.